Welcome to the Monday Business Watch. Now, today is National Bosses Day, and to talk about that, we have Lucas Pierman. Lucas from the Sun News, talk to me about National Bosses Day.
Yeah, and so if you're hearing this in the morning, you know, you have time to go out, maybe get something before you head into work for your boss. If you're hearing this in the evening, hopefully you read the biz tab this week, so you can you got a heads up that it is National Bosses Day. That's kind of one of those Hallmark created holidays. You know, it's kind of a made up thing, but it's never a bad idea to appreciate your boss.
And what better way than appreciating a boss than by highlighting a boss that's very well known in the community?
Oh, certainly, yeah. And so you look at some of the bosses that are well known here in Las Cruces. One of the ones that stands out is John Munoz from Sitel. He directs a workforce well into the hundreds. They're one of the largest private employers in southern New Mexico. He's got a lot of people that he's responsible for. And so you go over to that office and you can tell kind of how his staff appreciates John. You know, they just think the world of him. And so they wanted to do something special for him a couple weeks ago on his 10-year anniversary of leading Sitel. And so the hard part was convincing John to leave the office for a couple hours. But they ended up doing that, and he came back. And in the conference room, there is all sorts of friends and family. Like 70 people were there. The bishop was there. There was notes from Congressman Pierce, notes from Susana Martinez, or phone call from Susana Martinez, all wishing him well on his 10-year anniversary. And it was all spearheaded by his employees, who said, "We want to do a little bit more than card and a cake in the break room."
Now, what does it take in the view from John Munoz and the people around him to be a good boss?
Yeah, for John, it starts with him. You know, how he acts when he walks into the office, that's going to permeate through all of his employees. If he's having a bad day, then other people are going to be having a bad day. So he comes in with the attitude of, you know, I'm going to have a good day and I'm going to show my employees appreciation. And in turn, those employees are going to appreciate him for allowing them to do their job without the stress of having a boss that's in a bad mood.
And, of course, he said something interesting about listening.
Certainly, yeah. That's one of the lessons that he said he learned early on in his career as a manager is you have to listen to your employees. Even if you don't think they're right, you know, you've got to give them a chance to vent, to get it off their chest, just to the chance to speak up. And that's one of the most important things about being a boss is giving your employees that opportunity to speak up and give them that voice.
Great. So today is National Bosses Day.
And I want to mention one more thing about National Bosses Day, and this is an important one. If you're going to appreciate your boss, do it with your coworkers.
That's a good point. That's a great point.
Because you don't want to seem like the only one that's doing something for your boss when everyone else isn't. So get together with your coworkers and colleagues and say, let's do something nice for our boss. And that way you're doing it as a group. And your boss is going to appreciate that more rather than having to single out just one person in the office.
Great tip. Great tip. Let's go on to the Oregon Mountains making an appearance on apparel.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Yeah. Now, I have seen some mentions on this on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it caught my attention, and it was nice to read in yesterday's paper where it comes from.
Yeah, Oregon Mountain Outfitters. They're a fairly new group started by Chris Lang, who also owns some other businesses here in town. And he wanted to put the Oregon Mountains on clothes, you know. And they're such an iconic part of the Mesilla Valley, you know. And that's something that, you know, I always want to tell people about when I go and visit other places. And this is a way to show it off. And one of the cool things about his business is that for every piece of apparel that's purchased, he's going to donate $2 to Las Cruces Public Schools Meals program.
That's a great point that I saw in that because I was not aware that there was such a program.
Yeah. And so there are reduced lunches for students at Las Cruces Public Schools. It costs about 40 cents a lunch. So that $2 can buy a lunch for a student for a week. So it's just a great program, great thing that Chris is doing. He's got some awesome T-shirts, and he's planning to expand the line into more than just T-shirts.
Well, big congratulations to Chris Lang. Well, Lucas, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.